Intrepid Houston, comm check.
Loud and clear, the equipment's jettisoned. We're just cleaning up the cockpit. Sorry.
Roger, Pete. We copy two impacts on the PSE during jettison.
That's plus one and plus two.
Roger.
They were, as a matter of fact, that may help you calibrate that thing, because let me, I got a clean kick on both of them. In other words, when they left the hatch, they departed the hatch and went free fell all the way to the ground without touching the ladder or anything on the way.
Okay, they pretty much went straight out and on a ballistic right on down and hit the ground. Didn't arc up at all.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
This is Apollo Control. We have heart rate information now for the second EVA. The peak rates for each of the crewmen were between 165 and 170. The low rates ran 80 to 90. For the better part of the EVA, both crewmen's heart rates were above 100. The average BTU consumption was 1,000 for the Commander Pete Conrad and 1,100 for the Lunar Module Pilot Al Bean.
Intrepid Houston, we have some words for you on the stowage of the TV and also the equipment which is put on the floor by the Z-27.
Okay, we're right at that point. We're just ready for you.
Okay, Pete, on first, you can fold the TV handle and stow it in the LIOH canister, bracket on the engine cover, lens up. Secure the TV cable end to the camera. Pad the camera with utility towels in the upper boot bay. Replace the neural knob, hold down. Secure camera with utility straps. Wrap the straps around the lens and the neural knobs.
Understand.
And Intrepid, give me a call when you're ready for some information on the equipment to go by Z-27.
Okay, that'll be 10-15 minutes.
Intrepid Houston, you can suspect lost comm here for about 1 to 2 minutes. We have a handover.
Okay. Okay. Honeysuckle Houston, Cops Tech, Air Ground 2.
This is Honeysuckle, who are you last there?
Roger, the same. Stand by for Sears and Keys. Honeysuckle Houston, contact.
Honeysuckle, how many send on key?
Roger, Honeysuckle, good go.
Ready.
Okay, Houston, start talking to us about the gear you want us to tie down back of the OPS.
Roger, Pete. Okay, first point there is ensure the Z-27 bulkhead is protected. You can use data books and towels for that purpose. And we suggest also on tying down the equipment and rocks which you have in the bags there that goes on the floor next to the Z-27 by the OPS, that you use two additional strands of the utility straps. They will go from the top of the jettison bag to the ISA attach fitting, that's the D-ring, on the midsection step. This will give you four strands total. Okay, we suggest that you use two additional strands of the utility straps. Now this will go from the top of the jettison bag to the ISA fitting, that's the D-ring, on the midsection step. This will give you a total of four strands.